This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Nawada in Bihar today in support of the NDA candidate. Along with the BJP leaders, members of other constituent parties of the NDA also attended the rally. From the Nawada parliamentary constituency, the BJP has fielded Vivek Thakur, who is the son of senior BJP leader and former union minister Dr. C.P. Thakur. Elaborate security arrangements were made in view of Mr. Modi's program in Nawada. The Prime Minister will also kick off the campaign in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh today. He will lead a roadshow for about an hour from Bhagat Singh Chowk to Shankaracharya Chowk in Jabalpur at 6 p.m. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting at Jhumur in Dhupguri block of Jalpaiguri. He will embark on stage at around 3 p.m. this afternoon. Our Akashwani correspondent from Jalpaiguri informs that BJP's Jalpaiguri candidate Dr. Jayanta Roy, Alipurduar's BJP candidate Manoj Tegga, and the party's Darjeeling candidate Raju Bista will be present on the stage along with other party dignitaries. Mr. Modi is for the second time to visit West Bengal for the ensuing Lok Sabha election. He had come to Ras Leela Maidan of Kooch Bihar on the 4th of April. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has hit out at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge over his remarks on Jammu and Kashmir at a rally in Jaipur. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that it is shameful to hear that the Congress party is asking what is the relation with Kashmir. Mr. Shah said that he would like to remind the Congress party that Jammu and Kashmir is an integral part of India and every state and citizen has the right over J&K, just as the people of J&K have the right over the rest of India. The Congress party kicked off its general election campaign from Telangana with a public meeting titled Jana Jatara at Thukkugurat Rangareddy district, 40 kilometers from the state capital Hyderabad, last evening. Addressing a public gathering after unveiling the party's election manifesto in Telugu, Rahul Gandhi asserted the Congress party's commitment to its promises made during assembly elections in Telangana. Rahul Gandhi pledged to fulfill them. Highlighting job creation efforts, Rahul Gandhi mentioned that the Congress government in Telangana has already facilitated 30,000 jobs with plans for further employment opportunities. Indian Coast Guard ship ICGS Veera has rescued 9 fishermen of Andhra Pradesh coast in Bay of Bengal. These fishermen had suffered severe burns injuries after their boat caught fire and sank at sea. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested 2 prime suspects from Bhupati Nagar in East Medinipur district of West Bengal in connection with the 2022 blast case. The NIA said that in a breakthrough in the Bhupati Nagar blast case, 2 key conspirators, Balai Charan Maiti and Manobrata Jana, have been arrested after extensive searches at 5 locations. Microsoft has warned that China is gearing up to disrupt the upcoming elections in India, the US and South Korea by using artificial intelligence-generated content. The warning comes after China conducted a trial run during Taiwan's presidential election, employing artificial intelligence to influence the outcome. According to Microsoft's threat intelligence team, Chinese state-backed cyber groups, along with involvement from North Korea, are expected to target several elections scheduled for 2024. Microsoft said that China will likely deploy AI-generated content via social media to sway public opinion in favor of their interests during these elections. The United States and China have agreed to hold intensive exchanges on balanced growth, the U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement yesterday. The two sides have agreed to hold talks and create 2 economic groups focused on a wide range of issues, including addressing U.S. complaints about China's economic model, growth in domestic and global economies, and efforts against money laundering. The agreement comes on the second day of an official visit to China by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, during which she has urged Chinese leaders to change their domestic manufacturing policies. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert in parts of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal and Odisha for today. The IMD has forecast moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over various parts of the nation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.